From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 39 people were killed, dozens more wounded early today in an attack on an Istanbul nightclub packed with New Year's Eve revelers. The governor of Istanbul province, Yusuf Sahin, called the incident a terror attack. Turkish police converged on the area around the Reina nightclub, an entertainment spot on the Bosphorus Strait, popular with celebrities as well as foreigners. Witnesses say at least 600 people were inside at the time of the attack. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Here in Washington and in the United States, it is President Obama sending his condolences, directing his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. Iraqi officials say two bombs exploded in a busy marketplace in central Baghdad over the weekend, killing 25. Authorities say another 50 or more were wounded, and they expect that the death toll could rise. At least one of the explosions was caused by a suicide bomber. The second blast went off minutes later. Associated Press reports that Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, which it said involved two suicide bombers. Baghdad has been on high alert since October, when its military started an offensive to retake the jihadist stronghold of Mosul. United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria, brokered by Russia and Turkey, but reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. The Syrian war has killed nearly 400,000 people. This is VOA News. As much of the world is already